Hi, it's Melissa. You remember the one that you fired from your office? You thought that I deleted your number off my cell phone right after you fired me? Well, you're wrong. You are dead fucking wrong. I did every single little thing you told me to do. I even did the paperwork correctly. I even got your little friends and your little coworkers coffee from Starbucks. Starbucks! No place else. And yet, you decided to give me the pink slip. Now see, that confuses me. That confuses me. Maybe it might have been the way that I looked at you that day, or maybe it might have been the way that I brushed my ass against your nether region, maybe? I'm not really sure, but, you know, I don't know. But anyway, on a lighter note, I forgot to tell you that I always thought you were some sort of a hottie, maybe. I always played with myself, thinking about how hot you look without that suit on. I always stop by at your house and peeking through your bedroom window, seeing you and your wife fucking, getting her off so good I could hear her scream, and I sit there in the bushes playing with myself, playing with my tight little wet pussy, watching you fuck her. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that every night I watched you from your bedroom window, watching you and your wife fuck. You know, it made me so wet. I thought about, you know, breaking in through the window and joining you. Maybe that could maybe get you interested in giving me my old job back. Maybe. I'm not sure. But I've thought of a better way. You know, recently I've been touching myself, thinking about different things, more lethal things to do to you if you don't even bother to give me my job back. I swear, I have fantasized and made myself come over the thought of tying your ankles and your hands behind your back, thinking about hog tying you down, tying your ankles together and your hands together, and maybe, just maybe, just letting you lie there so I can go outside and maybe slash the tires of your cute little Ferrari. You remember the one that your wife got you? Or maybe one of your girlfriends? Oh yeah, I know about the extra women you've been fucking. Mm-hmm, yeah. So, don't think that I don't know about that. Yeah. And maybe, just maybe, I will come to your door wearing only my bra and my strap on, and force you down in the bed and make you fucking bend over, and you take it like a little good slut as I fucking jam this strap-on dildo inside your ass, and maybe I could tie your wife down and force her to watch. Yeah. Make her teach her how to make you into a good little slut. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. And if you don't give me my job back, I swear, I fucking swear that you will be sorry. You will be deep in your grave. Deeper than 6 fucking feet. I want to make you beg. I want to make you cry and scream and yell whenever I drag my knife down your fucking back. Maybe that'll teach you not to mess with me. Because you know that I have been jobless. I don't have any other job to turn to. I have no money. My roommate threw me out because I couldn't support her anymore, because she has a new sugar daddy now that can support her and fuck her every single fucking night. Yeah, you could go ahead and call me crazy, but you know that I will not stop at anything to get my job back. I need money to get where I'm going. I am not just gonna come to your doorstep, get down on my fucking knees, and cry and beg for my job back. No, I'm gonna take things into my own hands and force you to give me my job back. Yeah, yeah, you know, I am not going to stand there and beg and plead like a good girl. I'm going to take you into my own hands, probably kill you if you don't give me my job back, beg your little ass, and so much fucking more. Do you understand me? Well, good. Thank you for cooperating and giving some of your time to me, Mr. Sherman. I hope you see my way someday. Bye.